Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Cannonball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
Yes, according to various reports, the Chris Streveler era appears to be over for the Arizona Cardinals. The CFL folk hero, who is known as The Leveler, was cut yesterday as the Cardinals signed quarterback Trace McSorley from the Baltimore practice squad to their active roster. McSorley, a sixth-round pick of the Ravens back in 2019. Very successful college career at Penn State. Streveler saw action in seven games over the last 2 years for the Cardinals. This is interesting. Going into the bye, seemingly out of the woods on the quarterback injury front going into the bye, but last week we had talked about the Cardinals trying to sign Shane Buechele to their active roster, and Kansas City said, nope, you're not doing that. We're putting him on our active roster. So some maneuvering here. Maybe it's just more of a stylistic fit. Trace McSorley, well, kind of a Colt McCoy type quarterback.
It's one of two things, and it's either Kyler Murray is still not well.
Yes.
Which let's hope that is not the case, or they just wanted to upgrade their third-string quarterback. But it seems like they're really hell-bent on upgrading their third-string quarterback. It might be the fact that they're looking at Chris Streveler in practice going, we can't do anything with him. Colt McCoy may have shown them how ridiculous it was to go with Chris Streveler as a backup quarterback last year.
It might be as simple as 3 weeks in a row with the possibility that if
maybe
ankle turn or one bad hit away from Chris Streveler having to play, that they were like, okay, this is enough.
But we're just all assuming that Kyler Murray is coming back against the Bears. We're all assuming that.
That is true. We are assuming. You know what happens when you assume?
Huh?
Either you're right or you're wrong. That's how the saying goes.
No. Right side of Uma Thurman.
Buccaneers blasted the Giants 30-10 on Monday Night Football. Things were tied up at 10. Daniel Jones threw a touchdown pass to Andrew Thomas, the tackle, but it was all Tampa Bay. They reel off 20 straight points for their seventh win of the year. Tom Brady finishes 30 of 46 for 307 yards and two touchdown passes and gives Dan Bickley another Survivor Series victory and the lead through 11 weeks. New Orleans quarterback / running back / whatever you want to call him, Taysom Hill, signed a unique four-year hybrid-type contract extension with the Saints that could pay him between $40 and $95 million depending on the position he plays. Again, the fascination with Taysom Hill will never cease to amaze me.
Didn't he just sign one of those funny money contracts a year ago?
Yep.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
And now they have need at quarterback, and he's not starting over Trevor Siemian. Yeah. 13 in a row for the Phoenix Suns. They got their Baker's Dozen in San Antonio, beating the Spurs 115-111.
Their Booker's Dozen, as they call it.
And now are you stealing that from a listener?
I said as they call it. I didn't say I call it.
All right.
Thank you to our listener they for putting it out there.
I saw the Suns.
I see you.
The actual Suns said
The Suns looked like they were going to cruise. They led by 15 going into the fourth. Spurs kept charging. They got to within five at the 6:08 mark after a Jakob Poeltl layup. Suns immediately answered that with a 10-0 run to go up 15. San Antonio still wasn't done. They got to within three in the last 15 seconds after a DeJounte Murray bucket. Devin Booker missed one of two free throws. He got a big loose ball and a jump ball. It got crazy there at the end, but the Suns hang on for the fourth longest winning streak now in franchise history. The 92-93 Suns had a 14-game winning streak, and that 2006-2007 team had streaks of 15 and 17 in the same year. Next up, the Cleveland Cavaliers Wednesday night. Pretty entertaining game last night, though.
Yeah. Last night, I think, was proof that this thing is going to come to an end at some point in time, because it's just not natural to keep rattling off wins when you're not playing at a gigantic level.
You don't
think
they're going to win every game from now until the end of the season?
Yeah, I'm sorry. That sounded more stupid than I intended it to sound.
Why are you such a hater?
Yeah.
Boo!
Did you hear Dan Bickley pick against the Suns this morning?
Wow.
Yeah, right.
The NBA has ruled on the incident in Detroit Sunday night. LeBron James of the Lakers suspended one game. Isaiah Stewart of the Pistons got two games for their roles in that melee after James bloodied up Stewart's face with an elbow. I got to put this in selfishly.
I love that, though, by the way. I love the fact that one guy got two games, only one game more than LeBron got. I love that. Go ahead.
The USFL is back. They announced their teams yesterday. another spring league, and the only reason I'm excited about this is because of the ties to the past. All former cities and franchise names, they brought eight back. The Arizona Wranglers, not among them, but that's where the excitement ends. It's still going to be minor league football. And did you hear what they're doing, by the way?
No, I didn't, Vinny. I'm sure you're going to tell me, though.
All eight teams. Every game will take place in one central location.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Save costs that way, huh?
Yeah, but
how's the field going to hold up? Is it field turf?
Why have city names then?
Well, that's
a good point.
They're
all playing in the same city. The new NCAA college hoops rankings were released yesterday. Gonzaga, number one, followed by UCLA, Purdue, Kansas, and Duke. Arizona jumps into the top 25 at number 17 after they beat Michigan. Gonzaga and UCLA will meet tomorrow night in the Good Sam Empire Classic in Vegas. Good matchup there. Christian Coloco of Arizona named the Pac-12 Player of the Week. GCU lost to Wyoming at GCU Arena last night, 68-61. They led by one with 2.5 minutes to go, but the Cowboys closed out on an 8-0 run to hand the Lopes their first loss of the season. ASU takes on defending national champion Baylor tomorrow in the opening round of the Battle for Atlantis in the Bahamas. We'll talk to Bobby Hurley later on. And according to Dennis Lynn of The Athletic, the D-backs are expected to hire Damian Easley as their assistant hitting coach to work under new coach Joe Mather. Easley played for the D-backs back in 2006 and was the Padres hitting coach last season. There you go. There's your splash for Tuesday, November 23rd.